song. Hey, I don't like him to get overconfident. Just don't like it. Just don't like it. Where no one stands alone. Yesterday, we had the memorial service for Don Hartzell's daughter, Donna. Wonderful turnout we had that day, and it was so nice when people come to church because you had all of Don's family, you had all of his friends who were over here, most on this side of the sanctuary. They came in, they were so respectful, they were quiet, you had all the Mount Calvary folks coming in here hooping and hollering, making noise. They were talking. I had to go down very quickly before we got started and apologize for our folks from Mount Calvary. I told all of Don's friends over there, I told the family, our folks don't get out that often. They are just tickled to see one another. And it was beautiful. Because we got to talk about how that the crossing over, that the death of an individual who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, it should be a celebration of life. And it was especially poignant yesterday because I know Donna had struggles and she had challenges, just like each and every one of us has had challenges in our life. So many times the struggles that people have, they're a little more obvious on the outside. Trust me, friends. The challenges and the fears that we face deep in our hearts, each and every one of us have experienced that. There was a young lady who was here, and right after the service, she came up to me, and with tears in her eyes, she started a conversation. She says, I've heard you talk about this thing, heaven. I've heard you talk about this Lord Jesus Christ. She says, but I simply have questions. And she was speaking honestly from her heart. She'd gotten up for just a couple minutes during the service, and she'd shared how much that Donna had meant to her. And I began by explaining to her, I said, here in the congregation today, we have, I don't know how many people, we've got a great crowd here today. And if you went to each one, sometimes you'd find different answers to the question about what happens when you die. And I said, but my purpose here, and what we stand for here at Mount Calvary, is we simply go to God's Word to find the answer. I know in your conversations you talk to people, everybody's got an opinion. Well, I think this, and I don't think a loving God would do that. I think this, and I think, and I think, and I think, and I think. I'm a little tired of hearing all the I thinks. I like talking about what He said. I like talking about what is written in God's Word. But I'm going to read you a scripture that I think goes beautifully with what I felt was the condition of her heart. Back in the Old Testament of the book of Joel in the second chapter, I'm just going to read two verses, so listen just as fast as you can. Verse 12 reads, "Now therefore, says the Lord, now therefore, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments." Back in those days, people, when they go to the temple, So many times we'd make such a big spectacle of all the things they would do and tearing their clothes and all. Oh, oh God, God. And here God in His Word, He's instructing. He says, rend not your clothes, but open your heart. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And He relents from doing harm. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of Your Word. Just open our minds and hearts for a few minutes so we can receive that truth to each and every one of us. God, we thank You for this in Your precious name. All God's people said amen. I spoke to a lady who I believe had a tender heart. I started to share with her a little bit. About that time, Mike was around the corner. I said, Mike, why come on out here? I said, in the office, I'm going to go find a book. I'm going to give this lady a book, and we're going to get her address here. We're going to get a verse. And as I went into my office, a place that I'm not usually allowed into, a place that's off limits for me because it has actually stayed organized since I have not been in there. And it's usually I went in there and could not find a thing. Nothing could I find. I can say this because Hattie is not here this morning. Because, oh my goodness, she said, well, Pastor, I can hear it now. But whatever I found or I didn't find, it didn't really matter. Because I got a chance to share with somebody who, in my opinion, had a tender heart. Had a heart that was open to God. I believe, and in my experience, in the many challenges that I've faced in sharing people the love of God, I think the hardest thing that I've had to face in my life in dealing with people is what I call a hardened heart. Somebody who's just, don't tell me about it. I don't want to hear. Preacher, you have no idea what I've been through. You have no idea the things that have happened to me and my family. Don't tell me about it. And if you've gained any wisdom in this life, if you've matured any in the Christian walk, you realize so many times you close this mouth off and you just silently start to pray for that individual. If you can, you be there for them. We are not appointed to judge any person, not a one. That's God's job. Not mine. And I believe that timing is so needed, so perfect. And God's timing is so excellent. This verse here, it talks about repentance. It talks about here in the 12th verse, turn to me with all your heart. What is repentance? It is simply turning around. You're going down a certain path. To repent to God is simply to turn around, about face. In God's Word, there is always that time for repentance. To turn around, to say, God, I know that You are dealing with me. Not always a happy time. It's not always something you're going to jump up and down and shout for joy about. God calls us for a time of repentance. He also calls us for a time of, and I've written it here, absolution. You know, it really doesn't do any good for us to confess our sins if we keep on beating ourselves up. And I know a lot of people. Charlie, I know God has forgiven me, but you don't know some of the things I've done. I said, praise God, I don't want to know some of the things you've done. And I thanks be unto God that you don't know some of the things that I have done. Amen. Where did you put the prayer book at, man? We'll find it. But I'm here to tell you that God, if you come to Him opening your heart, if you come turning to Him in repentance, He forgives your sins. I've said it so many times. The old preacher said He took those sins out to the middle of the deepest sea, dropped them into the ocean, and put up a sign that says, no fishing here. No fishing here. When you give it to God, it's done. It's done. There was an old Scottish preacher said one time, and said, the devil has two lies. Says the first one is that, the first lie is, it's just a little sin. Nobody will know. And the second lie he tells you, you did it. Now it's hopeless. That's the lies that the devil tells you. And I'm here to tell you that I serve a God who is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger and of great kindness. Great kindness. But you got to believe it. Just because Matt's back today, I've got notes. Max Lucado wrote this one time, and I enjoyed it, so I'm just going to read it. Said, God wants you to fly. He wants you to fly free of yesterday's guilt. He wants you to fly free of today's fears. He wants you to fly free of tomorrow's grave. Sin, fear, and death, these are the mountains that He has moved. These are the prayers He will answer. That is the fruit He will grant. This is what He longs to do. He longs to set you free so that you can fly home. There is no greater homecoming than when a dear child of God goes to be with Him. Just before the service, and I was back talking to Jean, and she was telling me about there at the end, and Frank, and about the how quickly. And inside, it touches your heart. But then at the same time, I can stand here and tell you, praise God for a life well lived. Praise God for an individual who, through his life, he helped many others. And what a great homecoming. What a great homecoming it is. I find in this verse, and finally, that there's a time for renewal. There's a time for those old things to be passed away. Behold, everything through Him is made new. And you're part of that. You're part of that. We have our struggles, we have our challenges, we go to God and God forgives us, but I think there is a time of simple renewal. You can call it revival, you can call it just getting all excited. I'm working hard. I know it doesn't show, but I'm on my diet. I'm actually in the process of what's known as a cleanse. I don't advise that. I've never been on one. I hope I never have to go on another one. But I'm trying to do a little renewing. I think there's things that God wants me to do, and I got to get a little healthier to do the things that He wants me to do. I wasn't fortunate enough to be You know, when you start in this, everybody's got a diet. I have heard more different diet things. I've heard more things that I should do this. I should drink the apple cider vinegar. I should do this and I should do that. And I feel like the guy who went to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, he says, here's what we're going to do. He said, we're going to do something drastic. Here's what I want you to do. He said, I want you to eat regular for 2 days straight, then I want you to skip a day. I want you to eat regular for 2 days straight, then I want you to skip a day. He said, you do this for 2 weeks and you come back to me, and if my calculator, you're going to lose at least 5 pounds. Okay. Fella come back 2 weeks later and he'd lost 20 pounds. Doctor says, my, he said, did you lose that just by what I told you to do? He said, yes, sir. He said, but it's about to kill me. He says, the hunger? He says, oh no, the skipping. He says, when I'm skipping. I did not go that route. I imagine skipping all day would kill me too. But I'm here to tell you. I'll try to hand out notes next time for those that need to process things a little longer than others. I believe it's a time for renewal. And I believe that each and every one of you count and you matter. I was never so proud as I was yesterday to see the turnout for that service. I never felt so good inside as I know without a shadow of a doubt that people's hearts were touched by the Word of God. By the Word of God. Tender hearts were open. Some years ago when some years ago in up in the mountains of Europe, there was a very, very wealthy man, and he said, I want to do something to leave a legacy. So he had the great idea that he was going to build a church. And he kept the plans to the church secret. Nobody was allowed in except for the builders. And then on the great day when the church was opened and dedicated, and they opened the doors and went inside and they said, this is beautiful. It's gorgeous. And then one fellow spoke up and said, wait a minute. He said, it's kind of dark in here. He says, where are the lights? He built a church that had no lights in it. And then he went to each family and he gave each one of them a lamp. On the sides of the walls all throughout this church, there were brackets. And he says, now, he says, when you come to church, you bring your lamp and you place that lamp over in the bracket. Says this away, each time you hear, the church will be lighted. He says, but remember, each time that you don't come to church, realize there's going to be a dark place in the church when you're not there. I know that sometimes people are gone, and trust me, I just miss them. I just miss them. And when they walk in, I'm just tickled to see them. I believe that God has given us a wonderful family here at Mount Calvary. He's given us each one who's such an important part. I want you to know that when you're not here, there's a place in church. It's a little dark. Amen? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house. We have shared your word. God, you have blessed us. You have blessed us. You have blessed us. We thank you again for each one of those prayer requests that Brother Matt shared. We thank you for that wonderful song, Where No One Stands Alone. And we thank you, God, for your word that challenges us to repent, to take everything you've forgiven us and just simply bury it, God, and to challenge us to be renewed by your love. So, Heavenly Father, the many challenges we'll face, God, thank you for taking care of them already. For the folks that we're going to meet this week that simply need to hear that there is a light, there is a light, there is a light in this world, and it is sent by you, God. Allow us to share the love we feel within this congregation. We hope that everything said will bring glory unto your name. You will give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place and be extra warm and tender, especially those families who are suffering today. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, all God.